Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm gonna leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's gonna go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, yo, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, well, Rocket can. You know, the Cardinals and then also the Raiders are pretty similar. We looked at the Cardinals before the start of the season as a team that could make the playoffs, but there wasn't an overwhelming amount of confidence. And then you looked at the Raiders, and I know I was a little bit more optimistic of them making the playoffs than others, but it wasn't a slam dunk that they were going to be a playoff team. And both of the quarterbacks for those teams are question marks. Now, Kyler Murray has had some success in this league. We know years ago Derek Carr had some success in this league. Derek Carr last year had a really good season. But it ended in the postseason with him not being able to make enough plays. Kyler Murray had a good season last year. Ended in the postseason with him not even being able to make enough plays to keep the game even close. Then you look at both of their head coaches. Josh McDaniels has been a disaster. And we're not even, I know we're inching closer and closer to it, but we're not even a full year in to year number one of Josh McDaniels with the Las Vegas Raiders. You look at Cliff Kingsbury. Other than this year, he has been notoriously known for getting off to these good starts and then just completely collapsing down the stretch. This season, without DeAndre Hopkins for the first six games, wasn't really able to do much. And his quarterback, Kyler Murray, is clearly feuding with the head coach right now. And oh yeah, by the way, both these teams have two great wide receivers. One being Devontae Adams, the other being DeAndre Hopkins. Now, I don't think Devontae Adams is going anywhere, but it would not surprise me for one second of this offseason if DeAndre Hopkins tries to orchestrate a trade. And I know he didn't want to get traded from the Texans, and then things fell apart with him and Bill O'Brien, and Bill O'Brien gave up on him. And that was a stupid decision. And I said at the time, when Bill O'Brien traded DeAndre Hopkins, it was the beginning of the end of his time with the Houston Texans. For DeAndre Hopkins, though, you got a contract still for two more years. And yeah, you're with the big dead cap hit for 2023. It's $22 million. But I just wonder, and it would not surprise me whatsoever if Hopkins says, yeah, I'm 30, 31. Now Kyler Murray's not going to be here next year, or you don't know when he's coming back because he tore his ACL last night. And maybe the Cardinals start to rebuild and they need to retool because they're not there. Maybe Hopkins this offseason requests a trade. And for the Raiders, I guess you could say, maybe, just maybe, it's not going to be Devontae Adams, but maybe Darren Waller, who just got into a long-term deal. There's been trade rumors. Maybe this offseason they move Darren Waller. So those two teams, they have a lot in common where neither of their coaches you really believe in. For Derek Carr, at best, he's like the 10th best quarterback in this league, but everyone you're about to say he's the 10th best quarterback, he takes four steps back to like 14 or 15. And for Kyler Murray, he has elite ability, but he's not able to display that consistently. And I have questions and I have big time doubts if Kyler Murray will ever be a top five quarterback in this league. And I don't know if he's going to be a top 10 quarterback consistently in this league. Because his leadership skills, fair or not, have been called into question. And not just by speculation from the media, Patrick Peterson, former teammate of his, said that Kyler Murray only cares about himself. And every week you pretty much see him and his coach fighting on the sideline. So those two teams are at a point where I just wonder what direction they're heading to. And for the Raiders, I don't think Josh McDaniels should be back next year. I've made that abundantly clear in the last 2 weeks. I do think, though, that he will be back because Mark Davis isn't going to want to pretty much be paying three coaches at one time, the settlement with Gruden, the contract to McDaniels, and then a new coach. And then when you look at the Cardinals, there's a chance and maybe a good chance that Cliff Kingsbury is back, even though he's not deserving and he's failed this year because they just extended him this past offseason through 2027. Both of those organizations, Ryan, seem like they've made investments, seem like after last year they were maybe heading in the right direction, but with how these seasons have played out, I don't feel good about their coaches. I don't feel good about their quarterbacks. And I just don't feel good about the direction that either are moving towards in divisions where, let's be real, the NFC West is not as great as we once thought it was. The 49ers are going to win that division. They're a really good team, but they've gone through injuries of Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo. Seahawks have been better than what you thought. The Rams have been a disaster, and the Cardinals have been a disaster. And you look at the AFC West. I know we were talking about frauds in the last segment. Has there been any more of a fraudulent division this year than the AFC West? We were told this was going to be the greatest division of all time. We're 10-7 for the last place team may miss out on the playoffs. Raiders have been brutal. Broncos have been embarrassing. The Chargers, we'll see if they make the playoffs. It's not a slam dunk. And there is good old Kansas City. Take away Tyreek Hill, no problem. They're still going to easily win that AFC West. So, those two teams, Cardinals, Raiders, where are they heading to? And it seems like they're heading to, at best, here and there, maybe pop it into the postseason. I can't trust either of these regimes right now. Either of these head coaches and either of these quarterbacks.
What do they have in common, Zach? They all made bad investments this offseason. The Raiders decided, let's go all in on Josh McDaniels, failed. The Cardinals thought, let's go all in on Keim, Cliff, and Kyler, failed. So now it's just like when you look at those two organizations, it starts all the way at the top with the ownership in believing in a plan that is right now completely failed. And it's like, I'm with you, like, when you talk about the future, it's hard to believe either will truly turn around in terms of getting to the ultimate goal and prize of winning a Super Bowl, or even just being in the mix on a constant, you know, year in, year out basis for the next, let's say, 5 to 7 years. Because, like, you can't trust the owners to make even just simple, good decisions in the first place. There's no need or there's no reason to think, oh, they'll figure it out in a year or two.
Well, I'll take it a step further. I'll lower the bar even more. Because at first it was, okay, let pop in and out of the playoffs, and then you talk about eventually the ultimate goal of a Super Bowl, which should be everyone's aspiration. How about just winning a division title? The Raiders are nowhere close to catching up to Kansas City. And the NFC West, which has kind of been up for the taking now, the Cardinals are nowhere close to catching the 49ers. No, like, not even close.
And they have a no quarterback situation whatsoever. That's scary.
Think about it. The 49ers this year, Trey Lance done for the season. Jimmy Garoppolo at best is going to return divisional round weekend, and that it's a reach. If I would have told you before the start of the season, Hickey, and you are Mr. 49er, you've been like very optimistic about the 49ers. If I would have told you before the start of the season, hey, Trey Lance was going to get injured early on, and then Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be done for the season, you wouldn't think that team would make the playoffs. No way. you'd probably be thinking that they'd be destined to a top 10 pick, which they
have
don't even have.
A repeat of 2020, right? Remember when everyone got hurt and I think they had pick 12? Like similar there, where you're right, top 15,
pretty
top
much.
10. Yeah, not running away with the division, and that's what they're doing.
And here's the thing. As dreadful as this looks right now, I still think McDaniels is coming back next year. And I still think Cliff Kingsbury is coming back next year. And it's because of probably finances of them delaying the inevitable. Because if we're doing a radio show here 2 years from now and Josh McDaniels is entering year number three with the Raiders and Cliff Kingsbury is getting next year and the year after that with the Arizona Cardinals, you can forget about it. Like, there's no shot that's going to happen. Yeah, I would be stunned if we're doing a radio show then. And those two things are still in play.
Oh, I could see it. Because if you bring Cliff back next year, I don't see how you're firing him after a year without a quarterback.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
And
he's not making 2 years of missing the playoffs. And McDaniels, he's not getting more than two more years.
I mean, I would agree, but I mean, if Mark Davis is truly no money like he says, I mean, he's going to just ride this contract out.
But that's different after one and done. That's different. 1 year, then 2 years.
We're still paying the money either way, so it's not like you know you get out of it.
It's different though. You at least have him giving another year of work or service. If you
McDaniels, I'd be shocked. I could definitely see Cliff riding the injury excuse and coming back in 2024, especially if Kyler plays.
But here's the
four
thing,
games
though.
Or less in 2023.
Kyler doesn't like him anymore. You telling me Kyler Murray, no matter what he says publicly, the way that you watch him on the sideline almost every week, go at it with the coach, go at it with DeAndre Hopkins, you're telling me that Kyler Murray, who I know they made the investment in all three, Kime, Kingsbury, and Kyler Murray, but we know who has the power there because you could get rid of Kingsbury, you get rid of Kime, and there's no such thing as a dead cat. There's dead cat with Kyler Murray. So if Kyler Murray wants Kingsbury out, whether he's playing or not next year, if you're Michael Bidwell, you got to make a decision. Is it the coach or is it the quarterback? And you know the player's going to win out there. Because Cliff Kingsbury, even though up until this year, people will tell me, okay, his team's improved, he has not done enough to justify wanting him back. Like, I also think you got to make the realization with both of these guys. Cliff Kingsbury, you know, I take him in New England. I'd be fine with him as an offensive coordinator. You sigh there. That guy, I'll take him as an offensive coordinator. What's the frown? Some guys just aren't made to be in the head honcho. See, I'm fine with Cliff Kingsbury being the offensive coordinator of the Patriots next year. I know you don't like the guy.
You take that.
I'm not asking to be a head coach. The guy could be a good play caller, though.
Well, that's the issue. The play calling stinks. Guy's predictable. It can't adjust. As soon as the secret's out, he has no counterpunch whatsoever. That's part of the concern of why he shouldn't have been back this year. Forget next year. Forget 2 years from now.
I think he has too much on his plate.
He's a bigger upgrade for sure than Matt Patricia.
Well, yeah,
because
he actually has experience in the offensive side of the ball.
Which is, well, that's... I mean, would you play offensive line in high school, right?
Yeah.
I played receiver. We both have more experience on the offensive side of the ball.
That's not true.
Than Matt Patricia.
That's not true.
Why is that?
Well, Matt Patricia was an offensive analyst for the Patriots for 1 year in the early 2000s when they won a Super Bowl.
Oh, my bad.
What'd you play?
How many years of high school football? Two? Three?
Me? I played three, I think.
Okay, so that's three is greater than one. I know we're not the smartest math people here, but
no, Matt,
you have triple the amount of experience.
No.
Here we go. Defending Matt Patricia.
No. As much as I...
Back?
No, because you're a jackass. And you almost made me say a word that I didn't want to say in the radio. I don't like Matt Patricia. I can't stand Matt Patricia. I've been screaming from the top of the mountain from the start that this was dumb. And I know you're being facetious and you're just being a douche, but Matt Patricia still knows more about offensive football than either one of us.
We'll see.
Dude, have you heard your predictions this year when it comes to football teams?
Seen his play calling?
Have I heard your predictions about Russell Wilson this year?
4 yards past the line of scrimmage.
You've heard your predictions about Russell Wilson this year.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Okay, and the Colts, too.
Yeah. Also about Cliff Kingsbury not being a very good coach. That one's looking better. Josh McDaniels not being a very good coach. That one's looking very good right now.
Okay.
Take some wins, take some L's.
You've had a lot more L's this year than W's.
That's fine. I don't get paid to be right. Some people do. So I don't. That's for sure.
Hickey's getting sensitive here. He's getting annoyed.
Am I wrong? You don't get paid to be right. Yeah. Folks, I don't get paid to be right. Folks, Matt Patricia gets paid to be right.
Folks, I would love for you guys to see Hickey's face right now. He's sulking. He's pouting. Going to have to get you a box of chocolates and some flowers to kind of lift up your spirits a little bit. Hey, you think you know more offensive football than Matt Patricia?
I'm kidding. But okay, I guess the joke just didn't land there.
I'm playing with you. I'm messing around with you. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Next year, Josh McDaniels coaching the Raiders, yes or no? Mr. Definition of clairvoyant.
I will still say no.
Cliff Kingsbury next year coaching the Arizona Cardinals.
I will also go no.
You hesitated a lot more on Kingsbury.
Yeah, the injury changes the calculus. I will still say
no. Not that it should, but I do agree with you. I think it gives Bidwell an out.
Yes, and it gives Cliff an excuse for sure.
Darren Waller on the Raiders next year.
I will say yes. I think the change, yes, I'll say yes.
Okay. DeAndre Hopkins on the Cardinals next year.
I think I'm with you. I'm just going to say no.
Right?
I think that feels like it's the right time.
Because here's the thing. He may not be thrilled with Kyler, and Kyler's not there next year, but do you really want to be catching passes from, like, Jacoby Brissett or Colt McCoy?
I was going to say, it could be Colt. Could be.
Well, stop.
Could be. I mean, geez, there's a lot of...
To be fair, Hopkins, he's still a great player, but he had a big fumble the game last night.
Didn't tuck the ball away?
Yeah. Thank you, DeAndre. It's my guy. DeAndre Hopkins. Appreciate it. You know, stat me up at a Super Bowl, and then big spot, fumbles the ball. Some may be investigating him for... a little Julio Jones play from last night, some may say. Or not Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley.
Oh, I was going to say. Wow.
I mixed up my former Falcons receivers because Calvin Ridley now with the Jacksonville Jaguars. People forget about that one. Right? You didn't remember that Calvin Ridley got traded at the trade deadline to Jacksonville.
That's a big offseason acquisition.
And that's, well, exactly. I know the guy hasn't played in some time. But that dude's a heck of a wide receiver. And Trevor Lawrence with Evan Ingram and Christian Kirk, Marvin Jones, like that dude's getting Calvin Ridley next year. It's going to be fun. And the Colts have who? Michael Pittman. It was good. Solid. No quarterback, though. You're starting to get sucked in, by the way.
Sucked into what?
I know what you're doing. And I have to be honest with our listening audience here. Hickey is trying to speak, and I understand why you're trying to speak this into existence, but it's not happening. Hickey's trying to speak Bryce Young to the Colts into existence. And
it's not as far-fetched as you think, folks. It's not as far-fetched.
Okay, well, do you think he's going to be their quarterback? Do you think you're going to be able to get him?
I mean, there's a path. I can tell you the path right now.
Folks, if you're in Indianapolis and listening to us on our great Indianapolis affiliate right now, when you don't get Bryce Young, remember it's Hickey's fault.
It's not my fault.
The Texans are going to take him with the number one overall pick.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Yeah, but you don't have anything to say about it.
I am flooding their social media inbox, which I'm sure Cal McNair reads, which I'm sure Nick Caserio reads, Lovie Smith. There's a new report saying
that... Lovie Smith's not even going to be there next year.
Well, you're probably right about that. There's reports that some scouts think Will Levis is the best quarterback in this draft.
I am not letting you pollute my airways with that. Reports from some fugazi website that you're now retweeting.
They have a check mark. I will not say if it's paid or not.
That they paid for it because I looked at it last week.
Confirm nor deny if they did pay for the blue check mark.
It is paid for. Yeah.
But this absolutely reputable source... said that they are hearing some scouts say that Will Levis is the best quarterback in the draft.
Yeah.
So if you're the Texans, I would hate for them to see that and say, oh, you know what? Maybe he is the best
guy. You think that's how that actually works?
We will take him to go number one
overall.
The
only evaluation that matters is Nick Caserio's evaluation.
I know.
Not what you're hearing from these fugazi website
maybe
sources.
Cal McNair, because I could see him being a meddling owner.
Yeah.
And maybe getting involved. You know, you did have Jack Easterby basically rise to power out of nowhere in large part because Cal McNair was there. So maybe... if I can just get to Cal, speak some sweet nothings into his ear about Will Levis and Anthony Richardson and maybe CJ Stroud.
You really are.
You have just Bryce Young fall down the list, get to number two, Get the Bears to the pick number two.
And then trust your bozo GM to trade up and get it.
And then trade up. Yeah. The Colts right now sit at 7. Mm-hmm. You go from 2 to 7. Can't be that expensive.
Do me a favor.
And there you go.
Stop talking.
It's not that delusion. Crazy.
Yes, because it's coming from you. It's crazy.
If they're sitting there like with the Patriots record and like pick 18, it's crazy.
Stop.
Pick 7, not that bad.
By the way, I find it funny now because I had an original blue check mark. I didn't pay for mine. Did you see since they rolled out the new Twitter blue today, do you see what it now says if you click on my blue check mark? Have you seen that on Twitter?
Is yours still blue? I've seen some that are gold.
Oh, yellow. Last time I checked, mine was still blue. It says,
no, what does it
this
say?
Is a legacy verified account. This is how petty Musk is getting.
Legacy.
It may or may not be notable. That's what it says now for anyone that was an original blue check mark.
No way. You may or may not be, was it notable?
Notable. Not to sound like...
Holy.
Not to sound like the most egotistical jag-off in America. I think we make enough news to be notable. I would just think. But that's how petty Elon Musk is getting. Yeah. You haven't seen that at all? See, this is what happens.
I just stopped clicking on the blue check marks because they're stupid.
But... this has been screenshotted all over Twitter. When you're throwing these cockamamie theories around about the Colts, you miss these important things.
Yeah, like all the sports teams have yellow check marks. Oh, it's an official business. Yellow is official business.
Yeah, I'm not a business.
You figure maybe you would make the legacies a different color, like purple or green, to alert everyone that this may or may not be notable. Jeez.
I'm not paying I'm blue check mark anyway, but like I think you get other... privileges or editing power for $8. I'm not paying $8 a month. No
Twitter
shot.
Blue? Come on. No. $8 a month down the drain?
By the way, I have a big issue. Talking about money. So.
Oh, this is not good.
No.
You're taking up a seventh shift on Saturday now?
Well, I do have the eye on football. No, I can afford loss of money.
Not money problem. Oh, you made it sound like you had money problems.
Company keeps on messing up my paycheck and forgetting to pay me for things that I do, then that could be a different topic of conversation. But. I did something last week on Wednesday. I have a laundry machine in my building, but I was in a pinch and I needed clothes back, and I just didn't have time to wash them, so I sent it out. Get a call Friday before the show. Sent it out Thursday. You're supposed to get them back by Friday evening. We lost your laundry. I still have not got my laundry back yet. Now, I have enough clothes, but it was all my sweatpants and my sweatshirts, and it's really cold, and that's what I usually wear this time of the year.
Oh, that's why you're wearing a tux today. Oh, makes sense.
Yeah.
I thought you were stressed out to see me.
Yeah, they thought I was going for a job interview around here today or a funeral. But anyway, I went into the laundromat, the dry cleaner place today, and like, there's just like no urgency to find the laundry. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's some other guy's fault. It's like, dude, you're the guy that I pay. Find my laundry. So that's starting to annoy me very much, though. And I'm starting to think that I lost all my sweatpants and sweatshirts.
Did you pay?
Yes. I said to the guy, I go, you had no problem already charging my credit card.
So they charged you and they lost the laundry.
And not only should they refund me for the $33 at this time, but they should refund me for all the clothes that they lost. That stuff's not cheap.
Oh, I agree. Don't they have to?
They better. I asked about the policy. Like, oh, like we'll let you know if we can't find it in a few days.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, I'm really close to losing my mind. I don't like, I like to treat people with respect, but I felt like I'm being disrespected. I said to the guy, and by the way, can you call me and give me updates instead of me having to come in here or me have to call you all the time? And he's like, oh, yeah, we'll do that. But like.
Gave the yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a no.
And then I did the yeah and walked right out the store because I was heated. Anyways, Zach Gilbert, CBS Sports Radio.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you take CBD and want to learn how to get the best results, listen up. NextEvo Naturals has developed new CBD technology that your body absorbs four times better than regular CBD oils. Most CBD oils only achieve between 2 and 10% absorption, so at least 90% of what you think you're getting is wasted. NextEvo is different. Their products are scientifically formulated to deliver more CBD in a way your body can use. It is the only brand clinically proven to deliver 30 times faster absorption in the first 30 minutes. CBD can't work unless it gets absorbed. Now it can with NextEvo Naturals. Available in easy-to-use capsules, gummies, and a unique dissolvable powder. Get smarter CBD from NextEvo Naturals. Go to NextEvo.com and get a trial size of premium pure CBD gummies for free by adding them to any order of $40 or more and using code GUMMY15. That's NextEvo.com, promo code GUMMY15.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. So, as you guys know, JR from the JR Sport Brief does a wonderful job here on CBS Sports Radio from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time on many of the same CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 158, and that free Odyssey app. He also does great work with this Media for the Movement tour where he goes and talks to colleges all around the USA. He's in Arizona today, Hickey, where we'll be going in about 2 months for the Super Bowl. JR is right smack in the middle of the desert. It looks so hot there today. He's wearing a sweatshirt. You know, that's... JR must be sweating his cojones off, Hickey. I got to ask Shep tonight when Shep comes in to ask JR about his choice of a sweatshirt today in the desert.
Does not seem ideal, unless he just couldn't go to a sauna and figure I'm just going to sweat it out naturally outside. But let's see. The current temperature, now it's a little later.
No, you can't do it right now.
During the day, the high was 54.
Really?
In Phoenix, Arizona.
You saw this video, right?
Yes.
That does not look like it's 54 degrees. He's sweating.
I honestly did not realize the desert could get that cold.
Yeah, at night it can.
What I'm saying, during the day, the high was 54. That's it.
Yeah, no. When I was told we were going out to Arizona for the Super Bowl, people said you may want to bring a sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's in the high 50s, low 60s all the next 10 days.
But wow. I don't know. I'm looking at this video. It looks like it's like 90 and sunny. So I'm just looking out for my guy, JR, as we do that show each and every year at the draft. You know, I just want to make sure that everything's okay. And he's, you know,
I'm trying to remember what he wore.
He was not wearing a sweatshirt in Vegas, I'll tell you that.
It was pretty warm, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Hickey has identified some quarterbacks in the NFL that could be iffy for next year, and I'll quickly give you my thoughts on if they're going to be back with their current team. Give me the quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers, back with the Packers or no?
He will be back with the Green Bay Packers next year. I think the better question is Jordan Love going to be back with the Packers next year? Because there's been some talks about Jordan Love. If he's not given assurance, he's going to be the guy requesting a trade. Would you want Jordan Love on your team with the Colts? I could see that being a Colts move. Another guy that they got questions about that they go give like a second round pick or a third round pick to
It depends.
Get.
I would do a third. If you can't, yeah, I would take a third round. I would give a third round flyer over anyone else but Bryce Young right now.
You would give a second round pick, I think, too.
Third round pick.
Eagles said the same thing when Jalen Hurts got drafted in the second round. Look how that worked. If you think that Jordan Love's the guy, I'd have no problem giving up a second round pick. I just don't think he's the guy. All right, next one.
Derek Carr back with the Raiders.
I'm going to say yes. It's not going to be, though, by design. They'll try to go make a trade for Rodgers. Probably won't get success. They will probably try to lure Brady there. I guess that has a possibility. But since I think both of those are unlikely, I will say by process of elimination and not really knowing if anything else is probably better out there, that they'll give Carr another year, which, geez, if I'm running that organization, I'm blowing the whole thing up at this point.
Speaking of Brady, is he back with the Bucs?
No, I think Tom Brady's playing elsewhere next year. Either the 49ers, Tennessee. We just talked about the Raiders maybe being in play. I think Brady's going elsewhere. I think he wants to go on one more free agency tour before he hangs him up.
Has Geno Smith done enough to get a contract extension in your mind in Seattle, or he'd be elsewhere?
Unless the wheels fall off down the stretch here, which they may, I think that he's going to be back next year. I don't know if it's going to be a long-term extension, but I think that he will be back starting at quarterback for the Seahawks next year.
Daniel Jones, back with the Giants.
If you would have asked me a few weeks ago, I would have said yes. Are you going to go give that guy a multi-year extension? You know what? When Joe Shane joined us, and that's when Daniel Jones was playing really well, and he said they're still evaluating, and also remember, they didn't pick up his fifth-year option, I'm going to lean more he's not back than he is back.
Taylor Ham Heineke.
No, you're just stealing nicknames. Yeah.
Well, I'm keeping it consistent with the theme.
Taylor Ham is going to, they'll look to upgrade a quarterback, and they may have a new starting quarterback next year, but I think Taylor Ham Heineke is going to be back bare minimum in a backup role, maybe even starting next year.
Matt Ryan's time in India has not gone as planned. Will he be back with the Colts next season?
I know he said something today that he's like still deciding if he wants to play in 2023. At this point, if you're Matt Ryan, don't you hang it up. You're not that good anymore. Now, Heineke, by the way, is a free agent in this upcoming year, so we'll see if he even wants to go back if it's in a backup role. But getting back to Matt Ryan, he's not going to be starting for the Colts next year. Do you disagree with that, Mr. Colts fan?
Unless they like want a Hendon Hooker type who's probably going to miss most of next year with an ACL injury, I would probably agree. Or a project like Anthony Richardson, I probably say they would sit it for a little bit. I think there's a chance that Ryan starts next year. I do.
You know what's crazy? It's like, where does he go? Commanders? Like, is that again? You go back to the Colts? Well,
second year in a row, I trade the quarterback to the Commanders.
I'd rather have Taylor Ham Heineke than Matt Ryan right now. You know, if that's the case, you roll with what's working. Somewhere in the NFC South, you know, you go dip back there. I don't think Matt Ryan's playing football next year.
How about the combo of Zach Wilson and Mike White? Are one both back with the Jets next year?
I think Zach Wilson, barring injury, probably started his last game with the Jets. Now, Mike White, I think, will be back with the Jets next year.
Three more. Ryan Tannehill, is he back with Tennessee?
I don't think he should be. And I'll lean more that he won't be. I keep on looking at Brady maybe going there with teaming up with Vrabel.
How about Jared Goff?
I think he's a lock to be back next year. Now, remember, he's under contract. And even if they have two first-round picks and one's going to be in the top five because one of those picks is the Rams, even if you take a quarterback in the top five, doesn't mean you have to start that quarterback. Jared Goff has done enough to be starting week one next year for the Detroit Lions. You don't have to, but I think he will be starting week one.
And finally, speaking of
more.
The Rams.
I thought that was the last one.
Matthew Stafford. Is he back with the Rams next year?
Right now, tell me if I'm crazy here. I'm leaning that he retires.
I don't think you're wrong. Spinal cord injuries are no joke.
Yeah, and I know that it sounded more optimistic than where it was last week with some of the things that came out from over the weekend. And McVay has been talking about it in more of an optimistic way. I kind of think at this point you look at it and you go, why else? You made all the money in the world. You won a Super Bowl. You're not going to the Hall of Fame. You dealt with concussions. You dealt with a spine injury and an elbow injury in the offseason. I think it's time that you shut it down if you're Matthew Stafford. When we come on back, we remember the life of the great Mike Leach, who unfortunately last night passed away at the age of 61.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. The entire football world is mourning the loss of Mike Leach, who we found out had a heart attack over the weekend and was rushed to the hospital and has been in urgent care. And it was unfortunately not looking like it was going to be good news. And then you got the unfortunate news this morning that he did pass away last night at the age of 61. And we could sit here and we could talk about what Mike Leach meant to the game of football and the way that he perfected that air raid offense and took it to the next level. And you saw what he was able to do at Texas Tech as a head coach, at Washington State as a head coach, and was just coming off an 8-4 season. But Hickey, for me, what makes Mike Leach so special is that when you hear about him, even with knowing how great of a football coach he was, it's almost as if you don't even want to talk about the football stuff. Because the man that was Mike Leach and the guy that we heard from in interviews and in press conferences, he was such a special, unique individual where I think he could connect with so many people because he would talk about some of the zaniest things that anyone could have a conversation about, whether it was about the marriage process or whether you go through Pac-12 mascots fighting. This guy, Bigfoot, he would talk about anything. And maybe he was doing that because that was who he was, or maybe he was just a different coach, where a lot of these coaches really don't have personality, and they get so caught up in it where they're not able to enjoy life. You know that Mike Leach was able to enjoy life, and he did it his way, and he was more than just the football coach with everything else that he was able to give us throughout the years.
He is the one coach, I think, that actually truly personifies what makes college football overall just great. Like, it's the sport itself is unpredictable, it's wacky, and it's just fun. And that's like what you feel like Mike Leach is about, because anytime he's a press conference, like I said, you don't know if he's going to give you a breakdown on the X's and O's of the air raid, or talk about candy corn, or talk about
exactly,
you know, his the military tactics.
He loves, not like, only talk about candy corn and how much he hated it, but go on for about 2 hours about it.
He has the history, he has the breakdowns, comparisons of, like, literally, like I said, anything you want to go down. And so it's just like, you never know what's going to come out of the guy's mouth next.
And you know me, I don't usually get starstruck. When we were at Vegas for the draft, and I was able to spot him out in, like, the thousands of people that was in the casino, I go, oh, my God, that's Mike Leach. Because the things he would say, it almost made him like he was this mythical kind of figure. As if the things he'd talk about were so crazy that when you see him, he was, like, basically, like, hovering in the room is the way that I kind of looked at it. So we'll play you some of these legendary quotes right now. Well, let's do the Mike 12 on Mike Leach on who would win a Pac-12 mascot battle royale.
Well, first of all, what kind of mythical powers does a sun devil have? We got to consider that. I'm going to say the Wildcat's out. The Trojan, does he have a horse or is he on foot? Does he have a bow and arrow or just his sword? The Bruin, definitely formidable. Another bear up there at Cal. The tree, I imagine that tree's going to get chopped down, unless we're going to go with a bird and somebody might get pecked or something. I don't know. And then The duck might lose interest and just fly away and get out of there, which may be good advice under the circumstances. The husky, no chance. The beaver, well, we'll see how long that beaver can hold his breath. The ute, again, we're back to, is he on horseback? Does he have a bow and arrow? Did he trade for a rifle? I mean, you know, because if that ute's got a rifle, there's some definite problems. You know, you'd have to get one of those Harry Potter activists to read up on how you kill a sun devil, because there's a lot of outside stuff there. Just as far as a beast alone, a buffalo's going to be pretty hard to tangle with. I mean, a buffalo's utterly outstanding. Well, but Butch is going to have to be clear-minded and crafty. I mean, Butch will find a way. There's no question. The cougar will find a way. Clear-minded and crafty, a combination of stay out of harm's way and attack when you get your chances or your openings.
Now, it should be easy for a coach to go through the entire conference, but to be able to be in that much detail about every team's mascot off the top of his head is what made Mike Leach so special. In the zany way, like, that could be one of the more Mike Leach clips that you'll ever hear of all time. Let's hear Mike Leach on why the husband should stay out of wedding planning.
You have to stay out of the way. No, and I wish you a very happy marriage, and I'm sure you'll have one. But I'm just telling you, when it comes to marriages, the women lose their mind. Your fiance is going to lose her mind. Your mother-in-law is going to lose her mind. Your mom is going to lose her mind. Several of your sisters and female relatives are going to lose their mind, and that they're going to barrage you with constant questions. What should we wear? And then, which of course my answer was, I don't care. And then, what color should the invitations be? I don't care. What should we have for dessert? I don't care. Should we seat this way or that way? I don't care. But see, I don't care is not satisfactory at all. And you're going to get caught in a catch-22, and I'm certain that you already have. And that catch-22 is, well, I want you to be a part of this too. So what color invitations? All right, the blue ones. Well, I kind of like the tan ones. Okay, the tan ones then. Oh, you're just saying that because you want this over with. You're not even thinking about it, which is of course true. Nevertheless, you need to find excuses that they'll buy to be as far out of harm's way as you possibly can.
That's also what made Mike Leach so awesome. Because you don't need to be a football fan. Everyone can relate to that. If you've ever planned a wedding, like when my sister got married, how much fighting goes on over the dumbest things, or how people who it's not their wedding try to make big issues out of everything. And then they ask you, like, oh, what about this, what about that? You're like, oh, yeah, whatever, whatever. And then you give an opinion. Oh, no, we're not going to do that. He hit that right on the head. That nail right on the head in Mike Leach. Mike Leach, we'll play one more here on why he made Jamal Murrow a team captain for 3 seasons.
You know, all the guy really does is the coin toss. And then I decided, you know, one of the most screwed up things about this country is the fact that in order to do anything, in order to cross the street, we always have to have a committee, you know. And I said, you know, and so I figured, well, screw the committee. We really only need one guy. And now he's got to be smart enough to call either heads or tails. That's it. Jamal Morrow was on The Price is Right and was fairly lucky and went to the final round and almost won the sucker. And it was closest to the price, but he's over by like $3. The other person's under by like $60. But since he's over, he loses. And so I figure, well, Jamal Morrow's a lucky guy. plus, he's got pretty good energy to him and stuff like that. So why not Jamal Morrow? And so then Jamal Morrow goes out and did have an amazing knack for winning the toss. And then, I mean, wins it almost all the time. I mean, literally. I'm serious about this. I don't know what his record is, but it's something incredible. So Morrow goes out there and he had a funny tendency to win. Then I'm thinking, I don't want to sit here and think of and sort out a new guy to do it. So Jamal Morrow has gone out there for the coin toss for about 2.5 years and quite honestly done a tremendous job, in my opinion. Then we got on a roll And so then I liked it even better.
He's just one of a kind, man. And he's going to be missed. Think about that. Just explaining why a kid was a captain for 3 years is a response like that. And there's sometimes you say, when Mike Leach used to speak, like, what is he getting at? What is it? But then you would always just laugh and have a smile on his face. And we played a bunch of the audio throughout the day. Everything he did was calculated, but he also did it in a fun way. And there was times, right, where that fan became a kicker for him. You hear also about the story that Bob Stoops, you hear from Bob Stoops again at 9:20 of Red River when Mike Leach was the OC in 1999, and Bob Stoops didn't even know that Mike Leach was dropping a fake play call sheet on the field that Texas would pick up and think they had the plays. This guy was just so unique, so fun, so awesome, great at his job, but also you never knew what he was going to say. And whenever he held court on an interview, in a press conference, it was always appointment listening stuff. Because you never knew where the conversation was going. And most of the times you'd be saying, wait, this guy's a football coach? No, that's not your typical football coach. But that is what made Mike Leach awesome. Rest in peace, coach. Gone way too soon at the age of 61, but certainly will never be forgotten.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.